Om Gyanatimiranda Sya Garanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unminitamyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Bangayate Gari Yakiva Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Tarunam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Vutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Kacharane Nirvishesha Shanyavari Vastachadesatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I was told I could pick a topic, right? But I didn't pick one until just when I came in. And I'll tell you why I picked it. I'm not sure if I've discussed this here before. I might have. But I am oftentimes asked a question similar to that which I was asked today elsewhere. How do I deal with the association of non-devotees? And have I ever discussed this before? I discussed part of it, but we'll see. But I don't think I remember discussing part of it, but not the whole topic. But it's a common question. Especially the society is growing differently than it did in the early days. Just like Sevananda Prabhu and I, which is in the last hour, we were talking about early days.
就像我们刚刚的一个小时都在说早先以前的事
And in the early days, almost everybody lived in the temple.
在过去几乎所有每个人都是住在庙里面
In fact, that's how we lived in the early days, is that to become a devotee meant you move in the temple. And of course, there's a lot to be said about that, but I don't want to digress and go on to another topic. Certainly, we have discovered as the movement has grown, there are many devotees who do not live in the temple. And anyone who is familiar with Prabhupada's purports have certainly found evidence in many places, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, how he expected devotees to live at home.
对大家对Prabhupada所说的要旨很熟悉的人呢，可以知道Prabhupada在很多地方提到，像在永恒的Chaitanya经里面也有说到，他怎么样的期望奉献者在家里是怎么样的情况。
Why would he put such topics in his purports if he didn't assume that many people will not live in the temple?
为什么当时大部分的奉献者还住在庙里 Prabhupada还要假设这个情况 提出说在家里的情况
But if devotees are not living in the temple it means that they In most cases, they're earning a means of livelihood.
大部分的奉献者没有办法住在庙里，是因为他们要养家糊口。
And in most cases, earning a means of livelihood means associating with non-devotees.
那换句话说呢，你要去养家糊口，你基本上的跟交往联谊的人呢是非奉献者。
Within the realm of one's work, one has to work with people who do not have the same, share the same convictions.
那在外面工作里面的交往的人呢，他们基本上跟我们没有共同，所以同样的相信信服或信仰。
They have many different values.
他们对生活的价值观也不同。
And they have different habits.
而且有不，他们也有不同的习惯。
Sometimes when devotees are subjected to being in the physical presence of such persons on a day-to-day basis, they can, if they're not careful, they can become influenced by that physical proximity.
所以呢，当奉献者在外面每天每天的去接触那一些非奉献者的话，如果不小心的话，会被他们影响到。
And because of that influence, sometimes we've seen that there are devotees who thinking that I can't deal with this, and they've artificially renounced and tried to give it up, and thinking that's the only way I can be Krishna conscious is to artificially renounce all this association. I'm going to move into the temple or do something else.
就是说在那种跟物质的对象联谊的情况呢，渐渐的就会失去了原来的水平，然后会想说我这样就够了，我自己一个人就可以了，所以呢也不用想到说要去住在庙里或什么。
Of course, artificial renunciation is another topic.
当然了，那种所以表面上说很肤浅的气绝是另外一个主题。
And it's something that we could discuss in detail about what is artificial renunciation.
当然了，我们也可以很详细的去讨论呢，什么叫做做作的、虚假的这种气绝。
But that's not the topic we're going to address tonight.
那这不是我们今天晚上所要来强调的。
The topic that we're going to attempt to address is how do those who do not live full-time within the society of devotees avoid becoming influenced by non-devotee association?
So, 我们今天的主题会是强调就是说对于没有住在庙里的奉献者们，怎么样避免受到非奉献者在物质社会里面的影响
？And of course, that assumes that the devotee doesn't want to be influenced by non-devotee association.
所以这个假定的前提就是说，这个奉献者不希望跟外面非奉献者来联谊。
Because if we don't assume that, we may find out what's wrong. Somebody may be thinking, hey, I do it all the time. And when in Rome, do as the Romans.
然后呢，如果我们没有那种前提，认为说要跟非奉献者，避免跟非奉献者联谊的这种前提的话，我们就会觉得，哎，外面人也没什么。没什么不同啊，没什么不好，没什么错啦。那反正你同流合污啊，所以你就会受到他们影响。
When I'm in the association of non-devotees, and I'll just blend right in with them. And when I'm in the association of devotees, I'll just blend right in with them.
所以那种情况就会说，当跟非奉献者在一起的时候，就会跟他们混杂，跟他们一样。可是呢，当他碰到奉献者的时候，他又会跟奉献者一样。
In fact, this is a story in Chaitanya Bhagavat when Mukunda got chastised by Lord Chaitanya. He was chastising him for his association with the Mayavadis, impersonalists.
事实上，在这个Chaitanya Bhagavat 呢里面说到，就是说这个 Mukunda 被 Chaitanya 所责骂，就是说呢，他去跟那个非人格主义者联谊。
It's an interesting pastime. I'm sure many of you have heard it before.
啊，这是非常有趣的逍遥时光。我确定你们很多人有听过。
It was simply meant to teach a particular lesson, an important, very important instruction.
那这是要来做特别的一个教导，一个特别的训示。
I'll tell it just very briefly again, so we don't digress.
这我要很简短的来讲一下，才不会说又偏离主题了。
That Lord Chaitanya during his Mahaprakash Lila.He was standing on the altar and he was giving out benedictions to all his devotees.
当主崔泰亚在展示他的 Mahaprakash 他的另外一个形体的这种逍遥时光的时候，他自己站在神坛上呢，派发 prasada 给奉献者们。
The Mahaprakash Lila is also known as Shatapahariya Bhava, or as Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy of 21 hours.
那 Mahaprakash 也是主崔泰亚的。连续二十一个小时处在狂喜状态的那种情况。
And it was during this time, during this Mahaprakash Lila, that Lord Chaitanya manifested his divinity to all of the devotees.
在主崔泰亚在展示他的 Mahaprakash 这种极度狂喜的连续状态里面呢，他展示了他的神圣的地位给所有的在场的奉献者。
Because in his youth.The devotees, many devotees, although they were attracted to Lord Chaitanya, they were just attracted to him because he had so many attractive qualities, but they didn't recognize him as the Supreme Lord.
在主崔泰亚他那么年轻的时候，也是吸引了很多人。他们会受到他吸引，是因为主崔泰亚呢是具有非常很多迷人的品质，但是他们还是不知道他的地位。
So when he was on the altar, he was calling one devotee after the next.Before him, and he was saying, "What benedictions would you like?" He was giving out benedictions to all his devotees.
当主崔泰亚那时候呢，在神坛上呢，他把一个奉献者一个叫过来，然后问每个奉献者说：“你们想要得到什么祝福？然后我可以来满足你。”
And Mukunda was standing nearby, and he was watching all the devotees being called, and he was asked Srivas Thakur, "Why is he not calling me?"
穆昆达站在旁边看呢，他就看着看着大家一个一个被叫，然后他就问 Srinivas， 就是说，哎，为什么他还没有叫我
？So he asked Srinivas, why is he not? Everybody's getting the mercy, but why am I being left behind?
他就跟 Srinivas 就说，哎，怎么大家都得到了他的仁慈，可是我怎么好像被人家抛弃了？
And then Shiva has asked Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, that Mukunda."
然后这个 Shiva 就去问主 Chaitanya， 主 Chaitanya 就说，哦，那个 Mukunda。
When he comes here, he behaves just like a Vaishnava in the association of devotees, chanting, singing so nicely. But he also associates, previously associated with impersonalists, and he's when he's with them, he's just like one of them.
然后那个主持人就说：“哦，那个穆昆达，就是说他来这边呢、啊、是非常的好啊，就是他表现的就像一个奉献者，非常的好。但是呢，他先前又跟非人格主义一起联谊，那他也就跟他们一样的情况。”
Lord Chaitanya was teaching a particular lesson through this instruction.
所以主持人呀，就是说在为了这个教训，这个教导特别这样子的展示。
Just like a chameleon, you know what a chameleon is? Chameleon changes its color according to the environment it's in.
就像变色龙哈、啊，因为根据它的角度和情况呢，它身体的颜色会改变。
Association of devotees, he behaves like a devotee. Association of the impersonalists, he behaves like a person.
跟奉献者联谊呢，就表现得像奉献者一样；跟非人格主义者联谊，就像是非人格主义者那样。
So when Mukunda heard Lord Chaitanya's strong chastisement, he said, "Well, he asked Srivas, can you ask Lord Chaitanya? Ask when will I be able to be seen by him? When will he call me to before him?"
所以呢，当这个穆昆达听到主崔泰亚这样的斥责他呢，然后他就问须巴斯，就是说啊，你去问一下主啊，为什么什么时候我才有办法见到他，什么时候他才会叫我
？And Lord Chaitanya said, 10 million births, he will see me again.
Chaitanya 的回答说，等一千万世之后啊，他才有办法再见到我。
Pretty severe.
非常严厉的。
We always hear how Lord Chaitanya is an ocean of mercy.
那我们都听过了，Chaitanya 是仁慈的海洋。
And he pronounced in the front of all the Vaishnavas, while Mukunda was standing behind the curtain, in 10 million births he will see me.
然后呢，这个Chaitanya 是对着大家这样子喊出来，那Mukunda是藏在那个帘子后面呢，听到的主Chaitanya这样说，要一千万世的投生之后才能再见到他。
And when Mukunda heard that statement, he began dancing in ecstasy.
那Mukunda听到主的这样的描述呢，他就展示一种狂喜跳舞的。
Why was he dancing in ecstasy?
那就说怎么样的跳舞？是在狂喜的跳舞。
He was dancing in ecstasy, and he was saying, "I will see, I will see, I will see."
然后他这么狂喜的唱跳舞的，就说：“我将会见到他，我将会看到，我将会看到的。”
He had so much faith in the words of Lord Chaitanya that just because Lord Chaitanya said, "I will see," that's all he heard at 10 million births was not so important.
所以，这个Mukunda听到主Chaitanya所说的了呢，他就没有去管说要几万世、几千万世，他只想到说，我将会见到他，我将会见到他。
So, when Lord Chaitanya saw Mukunda's reaction to his statements,
当主Chaitanya看到这个Mukunda的反应，
he turned to the devotees, said, turned to Srivas and said,Call Mukunda, I want to see him.
然后Chaitanya这个时候就对着Shivas就说：“你去把Mukunda叫来，我现在要见他。”
But Mukunda was just dancing in so much ecstasy. They called him, and he wasn't coming. He was just saying, "I will see, I will see, I will see." He couldn't hear anything.
那时候呢，Mukunda一直在狂喜里面，一直想着说：“哦，我可以见到他，我可以见到他了。”所以他根本没有听到其他的人叫他。
The Vaishnavas had to pick him up and carry him before Lord Chaitanya. Here's Mukunda.
对，这个其他 Vaishnava 就因为他太狂喜了，所以就要把他抬起来，把他带到主 Chaitanya 面前。
Because he had so much faith in the words of Lord Chaitanya.
因为他对于主 Chaitanya 的话是这么的信心。
Lord Chaitanya reduced 10 million births to a few moments.
主Chaitanya把这个人的一千万世的时间突然间就减掉了啊，缩掉就马上就出现了。
We oftentimes cite this pastime when Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sri Bhakti Loka speaks about the necessity of having patience.
我们常常去忽略一些重点啊，都去往旁边的事情去看。但是呢 ，Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的一个书里面说到呢，奉献者需要极大的耐心。
He says the importance for devotees, one of the important principles is to be patient that someday the Lord will be pleased by one's activities.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在里面说到，奉献者要非常的有耐心，要有这个信心，相信呢，终有一天呢，主会来见他，会见到他。
And he defined patience as meaning that the devotee should be prepared to serve Krishna and get his mercy either today.10 years from now, 100 years from now, or 100 births from now.
所以呢，奉献者要这么的深的信心，就是说，在进行奉爱服务之后，不管是今一天就可以见到主，或是说10年之后，或是数百年之后才有办法见到主，都是同样子的信心。
But I will never give up serving Krishna.
而且我永远不放弃的服务 Krishna.
He says, this is patience.
这样子就是叫做耐心。
So we give the example of Mukunda sometimes.
所以我们有时候用 Mukunda 做例子。
100 births, he had 10 million that he had to wait for.
如果一个人要等100世之后，那 Mukunda 要等到一千万世的投生之后，哇，那多久时间？
Anyways, let's get back to the point.
所以我们回到我们的主题。
And the point is that that we're assuming that devotees want to be, avoid becoming influenced by non-devotees.
所以我们回到主题，就是说奉献者要做这个前提呢，就是说我们要避免受到非奉献者的影响。
And that's why the question is asked a lot.
所以这个问题就被一直问着。And
and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has actually given a very nice analysis of what is association and what is not association.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 给了很好的分析，来定义什么叫做联谊，还有什么叫做非联谊、不联谊。
He actually says that, he says, what is association, what is not association? He says, many people have doubts about this.
他说到呢，就是说，什么叫做联谊，什么叫做不联谊？但是这是很多人对这个部分呢有所怀疑。They
have doubts because they don't. It's hard for them to imagine being so much in the physical proximity, and what to speak of being in the physical proximity, but being obliged to them in many ways.
那就是说这个情况为什么很多人觉得困惑，充满了疑惑，是因为呢，一个人出现或是面对着物质主义者的频率非常高，那跟就是说跟奉献者跟非奉献者之间的交往的频率上差别那么大，那是怎么样不受到影响？
They have doubts whether or not it's actually possible to avoid being influenced by non-devotees.
所以他们就疑惑的，有没有办法真的不受非奉献者们影响？
Now, of course, when discussing this topic, because the Thakur gives some very, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives some very, potentially controversial explanation of how to avoid the association of non-devotees.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在解释这个部分呢，它的内容已经深藏着很容易被人家争论的这个情况。
I won't explain that now, why it's potentially controversial. It will come up as we go through and read and discuss.
我现在不来解释为什么它是潜在的具有争议性，但是当我们继续讲下去的时候，自然会回到这一点。But
I was going to make a point. I forgot what it was.
Potentially controversial.
Yeah, that I remember. The potentially controversial explanation behind it, but that was supposed to support another point that I was going to make, but. It just came and went. But we'll get there, I'm sure.
How to handle association with non-devotees?
Yes. Oh, I remember what I was going to say. We should be very, very careful. Oh, thank you very much for giving us some air.
谢谢给我们一点空气。
I was beginning to wonder myself if I thought maybe I was taking all the oxygen.
把所有的氧气都吸光了，大家没有氧气。
But we should be very, very careful when we speak of non-devotees. We should not look at them in a very disdainful way.
当我们面对非奉献者或提到说非奉献者的话，我们要非常的小心，不要把他们看得很扁很低。
Because that's a tendency. Oh, non-devotees.
因为我们常常会有这种倾向，就说到非奉献者，就把他们看得很扁，或是不值得尊重。
He's not a devotee. She's not a devotee. Don't pay any attention to them.
那个人不是奉献者，不管他是男的女的，所以不要去管他。
In fact, Lord Chaitanya says, "Asat sanga tyaga e vaishnava achastri sanga eka asadu Krishna bhaktara." This is asat sanga tyaga, that we should give up the association of asat sanga. Asat sanga means asat means worldly, temporary. Sangha. Association. Tyaga. Renounce it. A Vaishnava Acha. So there is evidence in the Shastra of how one has to be very careful to avoid association of non-devotees.
所以这是在经典有很多的直接的证据，就是说要怎么样小心的跟这个避免跟非奉献者们联谊的影响。
But devotees have to be careful to not develop an unhealthy aversion to non-devotees.
但是奉献者们也要非常小心，不要发展培养出说对非奉献者的另外一种。 不好的态度或是歧视或敌意。
Because aversion is simply the other side of attachment.
因为如果说我们所谓的弃绝，就像铜板的两面，另外一面其实是依附。
It's the same, same, but the negative side. It's aversion.
就是说反对对抗，也就是说正面接受的相反，只是一体两面。
And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakura also gives a lot of instruction about the importance of offering respect to everyone, because that's Lord Chaitanya's instruction. A Vaishnava respects all living beings. And by offering respect to all living beings, it doesn't mean that we submit ourselves to them and surrender to them. We offer them respect according to different levels which they should receive respect.
那我们向他们致敬啊，尊敬他们呢，不是说我们臣服于他们，但是呢，就是带着尊敬的态度，根据他们所应该得到他们的立场，所应该得到的尊重。
In fact, in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains different levels of respect.
事实上在主持太阳的八训规里面呢，Bhaktivinoda Thakur解释了，就是说怎么样的不同程度的尊重。
Because all human beings should be respected by Vaishnavas.
因为所有的人类都应该被Vaishnava所尊重。
Is this the topic okay? I noticed a lot of people tired. It's okay.
Even all living entities.
Yes, all living entities should be respected.
所以 Vaishnava 不只要尊重所有的人类，而且要尊重所有的生物。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakura in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he's specifically speaking about the different levels of respect. He says on the first level is that a Vaishnava respects all human beings.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakura 在他祖全泰雅的八训规的描述里面解释，就是说不同程度的尊重。那首先的第一个程度，第一阶段，就是说对所有的人类都尊重。
He said then the next higher level of respect, who person who gets more respect, is a civilized human being.
然后呢，巴蒂比诺塔库就是说，再高一层的尊重，就是对有文明、有文化的人类的尊重。
Which implies that first level means uncivilized human beings, includes uncivilized human beings.
所以这个就意味着，在第一个阶段的时候就。 包括了有文明、有教养跟没有文明的人类。
So then the next level is civilized human beings, and then the next level is we offer respect to a person who has a position.
然后呢，刚刚是所有的人类，然后再来是对有文明文化的人，再来更一个阶段就是对一个人有地位的人来尊重。
Even Lord Chaitanya, he offered respect to Chankhazi, and Prabhupada explains, right, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because of his position.
那在永恒的全坛雅经里面，我们看到了主全坛雅对那个回教徒的 国王 Chankasi 也是对他尊重。那婆婆他解释主要是因为这个回教的国王的地位，所以也对他尊重。
In many examples how Lord Chaitanya offered due respect to persons.
那就有很多的例子啊，直接秒直接看到主全坛雅对各种不同的人给予不同情况的尊重。
He's very respectful to Prakashananda Saraswati.
然后他对那个非人格的学者 Prakashananda Saraswati 也是非常尊重。
He was an impersonalist.
但那个是学者，可是他是非人格主义。
But he was the leader of the impersonalists.
而且那个人也是非人格主义者的领导。
Took a very humble position in his presence and he sat on the floor.
那主权丹雅非常谦卑的把自己放的座位是坐在地上。
Not only did he sit on the floor, but he sat in a place where people washed their feet.
而且他坐在地上是怎么样？是坐在什么地方呢？是人们去洗脚的地方。
So that's the next level of respect, is a person who has a position.
所以这是另外一个层次，就是对于有地位的人的尊重。
Whatever the position may be, if he's been given a position, particular position, then there should be respect for that position.
所以不管一个人的是有什么样的情况，什么地位，如果一个人正好在那种地位的话，还是应该去尊重。
Then he says the next level of respect is position within the Varnashram.
然后在另外一层的尊重是在这个伟大的社会跟灵性阶层的不同地位的人的根据他们的这种地位而尊重。
Such as a Brahmana.
就像这样子是婆罗门。
The next level of respect is a position such as Sannyasi.
然后再高一层的尊重就是对于那些出家托钵僧。
But he says the highest level.
然后Bhaktivinoda Thakur说最高层的
is devotion.
就是奉爱。
That gets the highest respect.
那奉爱呢，应该是得到最大最高的尊重。
Wherever there is devotion, that is given the highest respect.
不管在什么地方，只要有奉爱存在，就应该把那个是尊崇为最高的。
But the point is that, and the respect, according to the particular position, varies according to one's particular position, but still everyone gets respect.
所以呢，这种不同程度的尊重对于每个人呢，因为不同地位或立场，这个场合可能有不同，但是不管怎么样，基本上所有的人都应该被尊重。
So certainly we should be careful to not disrespect non-devotees.
所以我们要很小心不要去不尊重那些非奉献者们。
And once before, I won't go into it because it's a long topic of discussion, but essentially, in the definition of disrespect towards another living being means to willfully cause them pain.
然后另外一个我当然不讲得太仔细，因为我们的现场的时间，那就是有一个定义，什么叫做不尊重？一个最基本的核心定义就是说，造成其他生物的痛苦叫做不尊重。
Sometimes we may inadvertently cause somebody pain.
因为有些时候我们是故意让别人痛苦。
But to willfully cause pain is the greatest sign of disrespect.
有些时候是不小心呢，没有尊重到别人，伤害别人。但是有一些人是真的有心呢，是真正要去伤害别人，这就是一个不尊重的一个很明显的征兆。
Just like Magari the hunter.
就像那个猎人 Magari.
He took great pleasure in willfully causing pain to the animals that he would have killed.
那个猎人就是说，当时他很享受呢，让生物活生生的被宰杀，而不让他马上死，让他慢慢死。
That's a story that Lord Chaitanya himself tells in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Magari.
这是主切坦亚在这个永恒的切坦亚经里面讲到这个猎人 Magari 这一些情况。
Of course, he became a great devotee, as by the association of Narada Muni.
当然，在后来，他由于跟 Narada Muni 的交往的，变成伟大的奉献者。
And by his association with Narada Muni, when he offered obeisances to his spiritual master, he didn't even want to crush the ants.
然后由于跟 Narada Muni 的联谊之后，当他接受了灵性导师的启迪的过来的时候呢，他甚至连一只蚂蚁他都不想去伤害，他还绕路啊。
So before doing dandavats, he swept all the ants away, and then did his dandavats.
对，他要对他灵性导师顶拜之前呢，他先让蚂蚁这样拨开哈，不要去压到他们。
So the point is simply that we're not encouraging by discussing what is association and what is not association, specifically in relationship to non-devotees. We're not encouraging disrespect of non-devotees.
当然呢，我们没有办法去详述什么叫联谊或不联谊，但是我们的现在目前的重点就是说，我们要很小心呢，就是说不要受到那些非奉献者的影响。
This is not the intention behind this presentation.
那就是说对他们的不尊重不是我的用意。
To leave tonight's class and think everybody, non-devotee, demons. Although, no, we won't go there. So.With this introduction, we're going to talk about what is association and what is not association. And everybody should try to listen carefully. And try to understand that our acharyas have given us a way.To be Krishna conscious.
然后很小心的去注意到我们的那些先前的圣者老师们呢，他们让我们开了一条路，就是说让我们跟奉献者联谊，成为奉献者。
Even if we have to be subjected to continuous physical proximity to non-devotees.
即便呢，我们大部分的时候必须暴露在非奉献者的联谊里面。
But internally, it requires some adjustment.
但是我们内在自己要做一些调整。
Unless we can make the internal adjustment with the philosophical understanding and foundation of that internal adjustment.
那以这样的调整是什么呢？就是要我们对这个哲学的了解，然后在面临这个情况的调整。
We may wrongly think that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that we should not show affection.
我们或许会错误的以为巴蒂牛他告诉我们不应该对别人感对他们和好亲爱
which is in essence is what he's saying、
那事实上相反的那是他的这个重点
but he describes what affection is
然后他也描述什么叫做这种亲爱
affection means love And this is something I know we talked about here once before. We once discussed the verse, the dati pitagrinati guyam akyati pichchiti munte bojayate chaiva sadvinam piti lakshanam. This verse from Upadeshamrita.
我们要来提到就是说在教诲的甘露里面所说到的这节诗。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes that verse to help us understand what is the foundation of association.
那Bhaktivinoda Thakur引用了教诲的甘露的这一段诗节来告诉我们什么样叫做联谊还有不联谊。
So I'm going to read. What time? We should be over by 9, right? We will be. We will be. I just wanted to give some foundation.To the presentation.
我只是要对我们的所要共表达的呢做一个基础。
Because I want to make sure nobody walks out of here with a wrong understanding.
因为我要确定没有人出了这个门之后有误解。
Because our acharyas really tell it like it is.
因为我们这些先前圣者们、老师们的都是原原本本这样的告诉我们。
And sometimes it's hard to.To hear it like it is.
因为有时候我们很难听到事实的 原来的真相。
Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to just tell it like it is.
但是啊，像 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 他就是习惯了讲话是哎实实在在白白的讲出来。
In fact, today's his disappearance day.
今天是那个啊 Thakur 的这个隐居日。
Anyways.
His chopping technique.
Yes, his chopping technique.
In preaching, and
yes.
Prabhupada followed his example.
Yes.
就可以来提到，就是说啊，他的怎么样的他的一个技巧啊，在传教的时候怎么样去切断那一些非人格的物质的涟漪。
But if I do that, I won't talk about what is association, what is not association.
我去讲这个，我就没办法要讲。我说到
And after the introduction, I think I better get to the substance.
要我开头介绍了，最好还是说，把它的内容讲出来。
So I'm going to give this to you so that you can. It's the exact same thing I'm reading right here. Do you know how to turn the page? Like that.
Oh, okay. Stop.
What is it? What is association? Do you need it bigger? I can make it bigger for you.
Oh, this is fine.
It's good. You can see it. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so you read that.
I'm going to read.
Yeah, I see.
And you have now. You can see what I'm reading.
Okay. Yes.
What is association and giving up association?
什么叫做联谊？还有什么叫做放弃联谊？
Many people have doubts about this.
很多人对这个方面有疑惑。
Doubts may be there because if just by coming close to a materialist or material object is considered associating with them, then there is no way to give up this association.
啊，物质的存，这个联谊的是存在，因为呢，仅仅只是说接近一个物质主义者或是物质的对象，就被认为是与他们联谊。
So that's what he's saying. That's the doubts.
所以会认为呢，就没有办法去放弃这些联谊了。
If it just means coming physically nearer to somebody that who's not a devotee, it's impossible. You can't give up association.
这个意思就是说呢，我们只是光是身体遇到一个非奉献者，是根本是没有办法去放弃跟他们的交往。
Do you remember in the early days when we used to go out on book distribution, how we always warned to be careful when you're out distributing books? To avoid associating? I was always instructed, when the devotee goes out,and meets non-devotees all day long, he goes out to give association, but not to take.
那我常常被警告，也是被。
That was the mantra.
我们当时有一个标语，就是说呢，我们出去呢，是派发分派这个联谊，而不是去接受他们的联谊，而不受他们影响。
So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur continues, as long as the material body is there,How can one give up the proximity of these things?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就继续说，只要一个人有这个物质躯体存在的话，一个人怎么可以去放弃说他大多数的时候要暴露在这一些物质的这个对象里面？
Then he says, how can a Grihastha Vaishnava give up his family members?
而且Bhaktivinoda Thakur 继续说，对于一个居士来说，居士的 Vaishnava 怎么可以去放弃他的家人？
One cannot give up the association of deceitful persons, even if they are renunciates.
那一个人呢是无法，不能无法放弃那个骗子啊，欺骗的人的联谊，即使说他们表面上是一个弃绝的人。
One will have to come across materialists in one's life, whether one is a grihastha or a renunciate.
一个人呢，在一生中绝对会碰，无可避免的去遇到物质主义者，不管他是一个居士或是一个出家者。
Therefore, the limit for giving up the association of materialists is prescribed in Sri Upadesha Amrita as follows.
因此呢，
关于所谓放弃物质主义者们的涟漪，在这个教诲的甘露里面这样子的描述。
And he quotes the verse from Upadeshamrita, the Dati, Patagunati, Guyamakyati Pichchati, Bhunte Bojayate Chaiva, Sad Vidham Pitti Lakshanam. He quotes this verse.
Yeah, 所以呢，巴毗明诺塔库就引用了这个教诲的甘露里面的这一段诗节。
Which means, offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasadam, and offering prasadam are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another.
这段诗节的描述是这样子的。这种慈善布施的心情去贡献礼物，然后接受布施的礼物，将自己的心意是以机密的情况去揭示，而且是向可以信任的人机密的去询问，接受菩萨的，然后供菩萨的，这就是说一个爱的六个征兆，是奉献者们互相之间所分享的。
So he says that this verse is the limit for giving up the association of materials.
对，巴提比诺塔库就说这节诗呢是作为一个条件，一个边界点啊，要放弃非奉献者的联谊。
And the limit means that this is the verse that we use to guide us.
那这个所谓它这个是一个极限的意思，就是说用这节诗来引导我们。
So he goes on to explain.
那他继续的解释。
O sadhakas, one must accept proximity with both bad and good people as one passes his life.
所以就是说sadhaka 就是说那些在练习规范守则的人，然后一个人必须要接受在，所以他会面临好的与不好的人哈，是一个人一生中无可避免的。
This equally applies to householders and renunciates.
这个情况对于居士还有这个出家弃绝人是同样的。
Proximity must be there. Nevertheless, one should not engage in bad association.
当然呢，大部分的情况是绝对会是这样子的，是无可避免。但是一个人应该要忽略，不要去有不好的联谊。
In other words, there may be proximity, but how to avoid that association.
换句话说呢，可能有很，就是几乎大部分情况是面临这些物质主义者物质状态，但是要怎么样避免跟他们有互动。
Then he says, giving in charity, accepting charity, revealing one's mind, hearing one's mind, accepting foods, and giving foods, if done with love, these are called sangha or association.
所以啊，巴提比诺塔库继续说，一个人去慈善这样去付出赠与，而且去接受别人的这个赠与，然后将自己的心意机密的揭示，然后也是聆听一个人的心意，去接受食物，而且去给予食物。如果是以爱来做进行这些事情的话，这种付出呢，就是叫做这个涟漪。
So the limit is pitti, the love. The limit is
the page. Look. 所以这个，所以界限是什么？爱。
Because what is love?
请问什么叫做爱？
That we talked about once before. What is love?
我们过去曾经说到什么叫做爱？
Right. Love means you try to please the beloved.
爱的意思就是说你试着去取悦你爱的人。
Because you love them.
因为你爱他们。
And love, the symptom of love is, I don't expect anything in return.
那爱的征兆是什么？它的征兆就是说我不期望回报。
I'm doing this because by serving you, I'm serving Krishna.
因为借着这样子在做呢，我在服务你，也是在服务 Krishna。
And if I'm serving Krishna, I certainly don't expect anything from him.
所以当然我在服务 Krishna， 我当然不会期望 Krishna 给我任何回报。
Because that's love.
因为那是爱。
Love means to please the beloved.
因为爱的意思就是要取悦爱的人。
And as we spoke about last time, that when we do something to please somebody, and call it, I'm doing this to please you, but expecting something in return, that's not love.
嗯，那我们上之前曾经说过，就是说啊，我们说的是爱啊，我们就说哦，我为你，我希望你高兴啊，取悦你啊，可是心里还期望说你对我回报，这个就不叫做爱。
That's business.
那是交易买卖。
Right? I do something for you. You do something for me.
啊，我为你做一些事，你要为我做一些什么
？I don't know if any of you remember that Prahlad Maharaj, when Lord Nrsingadev wanted to give him a benediction.
嗯，我不知道你们记得吗？当啊 Prahlad Maharaj 被这个主 Nrsingadev 问到，就是说你想要有什么祝福恩惠吗
？When Lord Nrsingadev wanted to give this benediction to Prahlad, Prahlad Maharaj said.Why are you doing that? Don't you remember? I was born in a family of demons.
记得 Prahlad 怎么说？他说：“你真的要我这样子吗？你忘记我出生在恶魔的家庭里。”
Why are you trying to tempt me like this?
你为什么这样来诱惑我？
He asked him, "Why are you trying to tempt me? I'm born in a family of demons. Don't try to tempt me like that."
Prahlad 就是这样说。我出生在恶魔的家庭，你为什么要这样诱惑我？为什么你要尝试着诱惑我
？He said, "All I ask is, you be my master, and let me be your servant."
所以我所要求的只有一件事：你成为我的主人，我是你的仆人。
And he said, "I'm not a merchant."
啊，然后他就说，我不是一个生意人。
Those were his words. I'm not a merchant.
嗯，这是他自己的话。我不是一个商人，我不是做生意的。
I didn't serve you because I was expecting you to give something to me.
在服务着你，不是期望你给我什么。
So Prahlad Maharaj set that example in his with Lord Nrsingadev.
所以 Prahlad Maharaj 自己以身作则，让我们啊，就是说看到他怎么样跟主 Nrsingadev 说。
So love means you want to please.A devotee.
爱的意思就是说，你想要去取悦一个奉献者。
Because by pleasing a devotee, you have an opportunity to please Krishna.
因为借着你取悦一个奉献者，你有机会取悦 Krishna.
Just like the wonderful story of it that was told in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Sakshi Gopal and the two Brahmins.
啊，就像那个有一个短的故事，就是在《永恒切坦雅经》讲到 Sakshi Gopal 跟那两个婆罗门之间的情况。
It's a long story. I won't tell it.
哎，这个很长的故事，今天不讲。
It's already 20 minutes to 9.
在20分钟要9点。
But essentially, what happened? It was the younger Brahmin wanted to serve the older Brahmin.
啊，重点是啊。必须要知道，就是说，那年轻的婆罗门他是想要服侍这个老的婆罗门。
And the older Brahmin was so pleased by the service attitude of the younger Brahmin. He said, "I want to promise you that I'll give my daughter in marriage to you for all the wonderful service you've done."
那个年纪老的婆罗门是非常的高兴啊，非常的满足，所以他对这年轻的婆罗门说，啊，我要把我的女儿嫁给你。
And the younger Brahmin said.I'm not. No, don't do that. I'm not expecting anything from you. I serve you because I see by serving you, I'm serving Krishna.
嗯，那年轻婆罗门就对这个年纪大的婆罗门说：“不要这么做，你不要这么做。我在服务你，是我觉得呢，我在服务你，就是在服务 Krishna。”
So that's a devotee serves. How a devotee serves out of love.
那这就是一个奉献者怎么样在服务，是有。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the limit of association is described in this verse from Upadeshamrita.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就是说关于联谊这个定义的极限呢范围就是在这个教诲的甘露里面所说的这段时节。
If you give charity,
一个人去布施。
If you accept charity,
你去助赠予，然后你接受。
If you reveal your mind.
然后你把你的心意揭示出来。
If you hear someone's mind,
你去聆听别人另一个人的心意。
And accept food.
然后去接受这个食物。
Give food.
赠予食物。
If there's love, that's sangha.
如果这以爱在进行的话，这叫做联谊。
That's association.
那这是一种联谊，是交往。
But then he says.
然后他又说了。
Giving some foodstuffs to a hungry person.
就说把食物给一个饥饿的人。
And accepting some charity from a pious man is done out of duty, not out of love.
如果说对一个饥饿的人给他食物，还有就是说像一个所谓虔诚的人接受他的布施的话，这个是由于责任在进行，而不是由于爱。
Even if they are materialists, this type of engagement is not considered association.
即使他们是物质主义者，那这像这一类的进行的情况不被认为是联谊。
It's done out of duty.
那个是由于责任。
Not out of love.
而不是爱。
If you do something out of love with a non-devotee, it means you want to please them.
如果说你由于爱要去取悦非奉献者的话呢，那表示你要臣服于他。
But how to please a non-devotee?
怎么样去取悦非奉献者？
Who knows nothing about pleasing Krishna?
那样的人对所谓怎么样取悦 Krishna 是一点都不知道的。
Can you actually please them?
你可以真正去取悦一个物质主义者吗？
They can never be satisfied.
而且他们永远是不满足的。
How do you please a non-devotee?
你怎么能够去取悦非奉献者？
If they know nothing about pleasing Krishna.
他们对于取悦 Krishna 是一点都不知道的。
And the more you try to please them,
你越想去取悦他们的话，
the more you become influenced.
你越想取悦他们，你就越被他们影响。
Because there's no end.
因为那是无底洞，没有止境。
Because they can never be pleased.
因为他们永远无法被满足的。
But a devotee can very easily be pleased.
但是奉献者是非常容易去取悦的。
Because he's Krishna conscious.
因为他是 Krishna 知觉。
And he doesn't expect anything.
因为他基本上根本不期望任何东西。
And because he doesn't expect anything, when somebody offers something to him with love, whatever it is.
因为他不期望任何东西，所以当有人呢用爱来给他做任何给他赠予的话呢，
Krishna teaches the highest example.
那 Krishna 自己教导最高的原则。
If you offer me a leaf.I want it. If you offer me a flower, I want it. Fruit.
或者你给我这个花一朵花，食物、水果，我都要。
Why does he want it?
为什么 Krishna 要？
Makes it very clear.
Krishna 写得很清楚。
When you offer with love.
这个条件是说，当你是以爱来奉献的。
Very, very easily pleased when there's love.
就是说，当用爱来去贡献的时候呢，是很容易去取悦对方。
But if there's no love, he's not inclined to accept.
但是如果没有爱的话呢，就算那自尊主他也不想要去。
And there are many, many verses which give evidence of that in Shastra.
在经典里面有很多很多的诗节给予这样的实际的证据。
How Krishna is not inclined to accept offerings of persons who are proud.
就是 Krishna 是怎么样的不想要去接受一个骄傲的人的供奉。
Not inclined to accept offerings from persons who cause harm to his devotees.
而且Krishna 不想去接受那造成奉献者去让伤害奉献者痛苦的人的
Anyways,
不想要去接受这些人的供奉。
We won't start quoting all the verses.
当然我
不会，我
暂时不会把所有的诗节都引用出来。
So, but he's so easily pleased.
但是Krishna 又是很容易满足。
Like he was with Sudama Brahman with a few broken grains of rice.
你看看那个苏达玛这个啊，这个婆罗门，他给 Krishna 不是也不是整颗的米，是那种啊，人家米碎碎的米这样去供给 Krishna.
Because of love.
但是呢，他是因为爱。
Try to please a non-devotee.
但是如果你要想要去取悦非奉献者
，There's no end.
那是没有止境的。
Just no end.
真的是没完没了。
And the result is association.
嗯，这个结果就是说在联谊交往了。
That's bad association.
啊，那种就是不好坏的联谊。
Instead of offering these things with pity, with love, we do it out of duty.
嗯，与其说用爱去做那些事情呢，我们应该是由于是因为责任来去做。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a householder, he gives food out of charity. He gives as charity, out of duty.
嗯，那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说呢，一个居士呢，啊，去啊，布施食物的话呢，只是由于责任。
Says giving some foodstuffs to a hungry person, and accepting charity from a pious man is done out of duty, not out of love. 嗯
啊，那在里面说到了，就是说对于一个饥饿的人给他食物，然后我向一个虔诚的人接受供奉的话呢，这些情况不是爱，而只是一种因为责任而去做的。
I want to finish this.
我想要在这个。
So I'm going to comment a little bit less so I can finish it.
所以我就不要评论太多，所以我可以尽量把要讲的讲完。
But I've already given the essence.
但是我已经把这个精华讲了。
But now we'll get the supporting evidence.
我们现在来一些讲述一些支持的证据。
He says, but if they are, but if they are pure devotees, then such activities are performed out of love.
巴蒂比诺塔古继续说，假如他们是纯洁的奉献者的话，而且这样的活动是以爱来进行。
When acts are performed out of love, then it is association.
当一个人的行动行为是以爱来进行的话，这样就是联谊。
Therefore, giving charity to pure Vaishnavas and accepting items or wealth from them becomes satsanga.
嗯，因此呢，对于纯洁的 Vaishnava 给予布施，而且接受他们。所给予的东西，这变成叫做 satsanga。
Giving charity to a materialist or accepting charity from one, if done out of love, becomes a satsanga。
嗯，但是呢，对一个物质主义者给他们布施或者接受他们的布施的话，而且不是以爱来进行，这变成 a satsanga， 非永恒的。
When a materialist approaches you, whatever is required to be done.Should be done out of duty.
所以不管呢一个物质主义者来走进你的时候，他们所对你的要求，必须要做的事情的话，应该是以由于责任所需而去做。
One should not speak confidentially with a materialist.
而且一个人不应该对物质主义者去做机密的谈话。
Generally, there is some love involved in confidential speaking.
因为一般来讲，对于所谓机密的谈话呢，是包含着一些爱的存在。
Therefore, it is association.
因此，那是一种联谊。
While meeting a materialistic friend, one should speak only what is extremely necessary.
而当遇到一个物质主义的朋友呢，一个只需要跟他的对话就是绝对必须的才去说。
At that time, it is better not to exhibit heartfelt love.
在那样的情况呢，一个人最好不要把心里最深层的爱表达出来。
But if that friend is a proper Vaishnava, then one should accept his association by speaking to him with love.
但假如那个朋友是一个恰当的 Vaishnava 的话，一个人就应该接受这个人的联谊，而且对他以爱来讲话。
This type of behavior with relatives and friends creates no hostility.
这一类的行为跟亲戚还有朋友们这样的这种态度的话，就不会有任何敌意。
There is no association in ordinary talk.
在 在一般的谈话里面没有所谓联谊存在。
One should behave with ordinary people as one externally behaves with a stranger while buying something in the market.
一个人应该呢，对于普通人的跟他们表达的行为，就像一个人表面上，就像一个陌生人，你去超市买东西。
The same dealings with a pure devotee of the Lord should be done out of love.
同样的这种行为，当跟纯洁的奉献者、主的纯洁奉献者在接触的时候，应该以爱来进行。
If one is obliged to feed hungry people, needy people, and teachers, he should do so as a host dutifully cares for his guest.
如果一个人是有义务要去喂养饥饿的人，或是有需要的人，或者是布施给老师，他应该是以一个像主人有责任的主人去关照他的客人。
There's no need to exhibit love.
那种外在的情况没有必要表达爱。
Care for them.
去关心他们。
But not out of love.
但不是出于爱。
One should feed pure Vaishnavas with love.
一个人应该以纯洁的爱来喂养供奉这个 Vaishnava.
And when required, accept the remnants given by them with love.
而且当有需要去接受他们的所谓他们的寄予的话，那应该是用爱来接受。
If one can behave in this way while giving in charity, accepting charity, speaking confidentially, hearing confidentially, feeding and accepting food with one's wife, children, servants, maidservants, strangers, and whoever else one meets, there will be no unholy association, only good association.
所以如果一个人可以这样的方式来行为的话，所以当他在进行布施的时候，或接受别人的赠与的时候，或是在机密的谈话，或是聆听机密的对话的时候，在喂养别人或接受食物的时候，比方说跟自己的妻子、孩子、仆人，或是陌生人，或是不管是什么样的人，他遇到的人，这样就不会有不圣洁的联谊。
There is no hope of achieving devotion to Krishna until one gives up unholy association in this way.
所以呢，要到达获得对 Krishna 的奉爱呢，如果没有办法放弃这非神圣的联谊的话呢，他是无法得到对 Krishna 的奉爱。
I'm going to stop there.
所以会讲到这里。
Anybody have any questions?
任何人有没有任何问题？
Anybody confused?
有没有任何人觉得困惑、迷惑？
Yes.
Just one question. When a non-devotee sees sometimes that a devotee, when he talks with a non-devotee, if he is not doing with that love, and if he sees that if he does talk with a devotee with love or with word of affection,
with affection, yeah,
then they can make impression and they can talk within themselves that they treat differently with her, and among their community they talk nicely.
This is all internal. Externally, you're doing the same. As we said right from the very beginning, this is all internal. It's what's there internally. You have to be in physical proximity. You have to speak to people. You have to do so many things, the same things. It's all internal. Maybe you want to ask your question after. What are they seeing? They're seeing your heart? Are they so powerful? Do they know what's inside your heart? What are they seeing? We're doing the same thing. It's internal. We have the right to reserve affection. We have the right to internally be conscious that we're doing it out of duty and not out of love. We have that right. But externally, Why does it look contradictory? Because externally it all looks the same. That's how to protect ourselves. We still serve them, give them food, we have everything the same. But I have the right who I'll give my heart to. That's my right. Isn't it?
Doesn't your action reveal your heart?
Excuse me?
Doesn't your action reveal your heart? When you're doing some action, of course your heart is involved, right? It's not you're faking or you're just diplomatic or something. So if you're doing some action, your heart is involved, right? So it does come out, right? That the feelings from your heart when you're dealing with devotees, non-devotees. There will be a difference of how you physically or externally behave, because the heart is involved when you're dealing with somebody.
It will come out, but Lord Chaitanya also told Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and then with dealings, but you know the story. When a wife has a paramour, where her heart is, and she's in the presence of the husband, she's even more attentive to her household duties. So the husband never suspects. That was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. More attentive. Much better. So the husband never suspects. In her heart, she's always thinking of her lover. One has to be expert.
Yeah, exactly. 他刚刚问到就是关于所谓由于责任或是爱在进行的事情，就像刚刚讲的那些原则，那马尔斯的回答就是说，这都是一个内心的情况，你对一个外面的人你进行的。 活动啊，看起来都是一样，但是你心里不是把真正的那种爱展示出来，那他也看不到你的用心，但是就是说，基本上是以一种，就是说你有一种责任，你不要受到他们影响，但是你有责任要去做的这些刚刚说的这些事情，那所以基本上是这样。 那所以基本上是这样，那也跟大家问到说，那这个是不是一个人在做事情的时候，在行为行动上就会有内心的状态表达出来，但是呢，马拉斯提出就是说，从切丹亚在永恒切丹亚经里面讲到呢，包括他常常用到一个，如果有一个人的老婆，他有婚外情，有小王的哈，但是他在家里会特别的不露痕迹的去服务他的丈夫，让他的丈夫不去怀疑。 所以呢，我们在Krishna也是这样，我们偷偷的爱着Krishna，外面不知道，但是我们很去想到Krishna，虽然我们在表面上服务着世俗的人，所以呢，基本上是我们内心的状态，我们没办法去相信那种情况，物质的情况。
Same thing is there in Bhagavatam, Prahlad and the seventh canto.
在《佛教瓦坛》的第七篇里面，同样说到
，It's Narada Muni's instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj.
Narada Muni 对 Yudhishthira 国王所说的
，It's short. Just follow me. He says, an intelligent man in human society.
在人类社会里面，一个聪明的人
should make his own program of activities very simple.
应该让他自己的生活的状态呢，弄得很单纯、很简单。
If there are suggestions from his friends,
假如有他朋友来建议的话,
children,
或是说孩子啊,
parents,
啊父母,
brothers,
啊兄弟,
or anyone else,
或是任何人,
he should externally agree, saying, yes, that is all right.
他应该表面上同意, 对啊，这是很好的。
But internally,
但是里面, 心里面的,
he should be determined not to create a cumbersome life.
但是他心里面应该要做一个有很坚决，就说不应该做有心理的妥协。
In which the purpose of life will not be fulfilled.
啊，不然的话，一个人生命的目标宗旨是无法到达的。
Same thing.
所以是同样的意思。
I know it's not easy. If that's the point you want to make. But it's intelligence.
一个要有那种聪明，那种智力。Mature mind is chanchala, unreliable.
Yes, I gave the long introduction because I wanted to make sure everybody understood.
我做了很长的开场白介绍，就是我要确定大家都明白。
Because somebody, if they just read this and they don't have the proper foundational understanding, they may think wrong. They may take away the wrong conclusion.
因为如果一个人呢，他只是这样读过去，他可能会错误的概念，或是自己去推敲，然后走错了。
This is how to protect our fragile devotional creepers.
那这是啊，怎么样来保护我们这么脆弱的奉爱的幼苗
？Internally，
就是内在怎么样去保护自己的那个奉爱的幼苗。
That's why I asked you before I began class. Is everybody here devotees? Remember? Because non-devotees were here, what do you think? Oh, is that how they're going to deal with me? I would have never given this talk if there were non-devotees here.
讲了这里没有非奉，讲这里有非奉献的话，我永远不会提这个主题。
Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Solenes Mehendra Maharaj ki Jai.